When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on your phone, computer, and on your home device that's spying on you. I'm Jason Matheson. And joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to devote her life to collecting butterflies, Alexis Thompson.
Ooh, I like that. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Learn all about all the different kinds. Why not?
Holly Roberts is off today. It's Tuesday, March 14th, 2023. Welcome to Celebrate Scientist Day. Welcome to Crowdfunding Day. Welcome to Genius Day. Welcome to International Ask a Question Day. Mm. Welcome to Learn About Butterflies Day, Legal Assistance Day, National, Lex, listen to this, Children's Craft Day.
Ooh!
That's right. Welcome to Organize Your Home Office Day. Welcome to Potato Chip Day. Welcome to Save a Spider Day. Welcome to National Write Your Own Story Day. Welcome to Science Education Day. Welcome to White Chocolate Day.
Wow!
And I saved Alexis's favorite one for last. Welcome to Pi Day.
Yeah, baby.
That's right. Solving for X. It's Pi Day,
always,
everybody. That's right.
3.1419159. And that's as far as I can go.
Okay. I don't know what she just said, but cheers, everybody. Cheers. Oh, my goodness. Gravy. Oh, just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
It's like 2009. Just the two of us.
You and I. Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. I am definitely, every time I do this, there's a little bit of panic because I haven't run the board in so long. And then I haven't been on these computers in a while. So, yeah. You know, now with everything, there's like a two-factor authentication. And then yes, we have this authenticator app that we need to do. So
yes,
every time I went to send Kenny an email or get on the video that we have, it was like, authenticate yourself. I'm like, oh, man.
So it takes twice as long.
Yes. Yeah. And I just, because I'm running the board today because Holly is not here. But it's always really fun, too. Just, keep you on your toes a little bit.
There are new computers in there. So since the last time you were in there?
Well, no, it's just I haven't logged into this one in a while. So it's like, hey, is this really you? The other one's like, yeah, you again.
Yeah.
You're here, this time every time. So whatever. Just log in, send some email, who cares? But this one's like, wait a second.
Who the hell are you?
I don't think I know you.
No. Why are you here? Lex and I just saw each other a couple hours ago. It feels like it. Really, it feels like it. I swear to God, I got home and Colin, of no surprise to anyone listening, was playing Harry Potter.
Oh, how's that going?
You know what I realized? So my husband's playing the Hogwarts Legacy game on the PS5. and he loves it.
This is not a game you can beat, right? This is a game that you live in and
I think drink butterbeer and
Quidditch and stuff.
But I think there is, I guess, an ending to it because he did make the statement. He did make the statement last week that he's not even halfway through it.
Okay. You know? What's your first reaction to that?
Well, I am actually secretly thrilled. I'm not even going to say turning a negative into a positive. I think it's great that he has this for two reasons. Because something just, I realized something that you longtime Morning Rangers will remember. I can't give him an ounce of real grief. Now I can poke fun here of the show and because it's funny that every time I see him now, he's playing that. But I can't give him an inch of grief because if you remember, Lex, during the pandemic, all I did was play Animal Crossing.
Yeah, that's true.
But he was playing
too, right?
Well, remember I forced him to kind of, he didn't love it as much as I did.
Remember,
I took over. Yeah. Well, yes, he was on my island with me. We decided to be together. And then I wanted him off my island. So I bulldozed his house and turned it into an amusement park.
That's right. And told him he could visit once in a while.
I told him he could visit. And I moved.
Paddles over.
And I was so desperate to get him off of my island from Animal Crossing that I bought him an entirely new Nintendo Switch. That's how desperate I was.
Oh, that's right. Because you can only have one system.
You can only, yes.
For
you
one
can
only, player.
Yes. So like a black market drug deal, I met a friend in the parking lot of a restaurant in the middle of the pandemic who got a hold of basically a black market Nintendo Switch. And he called me and he goes, do you happen to know anybody that wants an, remember, and this is the height of the pandemic when we're not even barely leaving our house. We're bored as hell.
And those were nowhere in sight.
They were nowhere in sight.
Yeah.
You couldn't find those or Pelotons back then. So, so I met this friend. This is no joke. I met a friend in a parking lot of a restaurant that was midpoint. And I bought this. I had to take cash out. I never have money. I went to the freaking ATM. I pulled money out. I wanted him off of my island so bad that I spent whatever it was. I drove to this restaurant.
Like, I don't care. I'll meet you in a sketchy restaurant parking lot.
I get at home and he looks at me and he goes, the hell are you doing? I said, I want you off my island.
Hey, keep it real.
I just got to keep it real. He goes, I don't play that much. I go, yeah, but when you do, I would prefer you weren't on my island. So the investment to me is worth it. Yeah. The ROI, Lex, the ROI was worth it. The return on investment was worth it for me.
Has it worked out, though? I mean, in the long run, is this a good choice? Or is it collecting dust?
No, in the long run, listen to this. In the long run, now look, short term, he did play a little bit. And like I said, I did get control of my island.
Yeah.
Where Colin's house was on my animal. Because if you don't play Animal Crossing, you basically create a society and you make houses. You're these little, you damn little animals. And you you create houses and stuff. I demolished Colin's house. And I demolished Colin's house. And I'm not kidding. At first, I put an amusement park where his house was.
Uh-huh.
But then I cleared that. I bulldozed the amusement park and I put a pizzeria, which I think...
Pie day.
So and out with outdoor seating. Lex, where his bedroom was, is now outdoor, glorious outdoor seating for my animals.
Visited that world recently? Because it get all weedy and decrepit?
Yes, you gotta weed the garden, so to speak. So I did. Now this is now to answer long term, this is what has happened. When we go on trips, like when we go to Hawaii or any, you know, our big vacations, the two that we take a year.
Yeah.
He now has his own Switch to use on the plane. you know, are on vacations.
Oh, I see. Yes.
And then if we take separate trips, that he has his own. So in the long term, the ROI bing, has been perfect.
Does he play the Wizard Boy game on the Switch?
Well, no, it's not out yet. It's going to be, though, which is exciting.
Oh, okay.
It will be available for the Switch soon, yeah.
I see.
So, but we have it. We have it for the PS5, but, oh, God. But I did visit my animal. I forgot where I was going, but I thought, you know what? I'm gonna turn on the Animal Crossing. I haven't done that in a while. I turned on the Animal Crossing. Good Lord, you couldn't see my house. I had so many weeds. And then once I got rid of all the weeds.
Weed whack? Do you hire someone to pluck them?
You know, the little animal goes over and you do a gesture and it plucks the damn thing out. And
you're even doing chores in games?
I don't even do that at my house. And I'm like, right? So I manicured my lawn, so to speak. And then I was like, oh, God. Because I've done everything on that Animal Crossing. I need them to release a new Animal Crossing. That's what I need to do so I can. Because I really did. Well, Lex, you remember. I talked to you about it.
Yes.
I loved it. Dawn McClain loved it. I played a Q. Our social media manager, Q. Q gave me fruit.
Oh, my gosh. What does fruit give you, energy? Or does fruit work?
Girl, when you get special fruit. Yeah. You can plant special fruit trees.
Oh, you're self-sustaining. Okay, you're self-sustaining. I like that.
And I didn't have oranges or pears. So Q was able to visit my island and drop off some fruit during the pandemic. And I loved it. It was fantastic.
Do you trade or is it just
a
gift? Yeah,
you can give stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
He enters your game. My point being is I've done everything on that game now.
Right.
I need a new game so I can build a whole.
What can you add to that, though?
Nothing. You can just start all over.
Oh, you just start over. I see.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Just start,
and I don't want to do that. I just want to wait for them to come up with Animal Crossing 2 or something. But.
Right. Yeah, just a little add-on or something. I don't know.
Something.
Speaking of dust, how's the Peloton?
We're going to take a break when we come back. Wait till you hear what Julia said to Alexis last night. We got together. We can't really tell you why. It's a secret. You'll find out eventually. But Julia was very Julia last night, and we couldn't love her more more when we returned.
Hey, friends, Alexis for Rebath. Rebath.com. Are you ready for a change? Are you looking at your bathroom going, ooh, that is some funky funk. It is time for a change. Well, of course, Rebath can help you. It's the right place. It's a one-stop shop. They can do a quick tub-to-shower conversion. Or if you need a complete re-gut rebath like we did, they've got you. They make the experience effortless. They do it in many ways. They have in-home consultations. They'll bring the showroom to you. Hundreds of selections for you. And then they have professional installation. It takes 5 days or less. So it's less time out of your routine, less stress. And they just do a wonderful job. And, of course, they have long-term warranties as well. You can also stop into their showroom. It is in Apple Valley on Galaxy Avenue. Or just go to rebath.com, sign up to have that designer come out, let them show you what they can do, mention me or my talk for $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Just the two of us today. Holly's taking the day off. She'll be back with us tomorrow. We saw her last night, though. We all got together. Now, what's funny is we can't tell you much.
No. The author made that very clear, didn't she?
Didn't she?
She was like, okay, say this, but don't say that. And you're like, wait, how can we say where we were and not give it away?
Yeah. So all we can say is we're working on something really fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's cool. You'll a chunk of the audience will enjoy it. You'll see what I mean when we reveal it, but... we all, basically 90% of the on-air team got together, 80%. And we did a thing. We did the thing. Mm-hmm. And that you'll all find out about, I think, rather shortly, actually.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's like it's fast past.
Yeah. And we were at this long table. And Alexis, Holly, Q, Julia, yeah, Donna and Steve, we are all kind of at the end of one table. And Julia is right across from Alexis and I, Alexis and me. And how did it even come up?
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Lex, how did this, what?
Well, we were talking about getting old, you know, and the chin hairs that grow. And then someone at the table said, don't worry, once you fully go through menopause, it's gone. And so we're talking about that and different things we'd want to do, you know, to enhance. And at one point, Julia says something and it was kind of like a, oh, yeah, I agree. And I put my hand out to be like, yes. And she looked at my fingers. And she was like, wow, you've got small nail beds.
Small hands. Small hands.
And we just looked at her. I go, what the hell did you just say to her?
Yeah.
And Julia's like, you have very small nail beds.
And look at, she's like, I've never noticed that about you before. Look at how little they are. And I'm like, I know, I've heard it before.
Have you heard that before?
Actually, I have, yes. It's true. And then when she put her nails up to mine, yeah, they're like double the width. So I get it, but it was really funny how it just, you know,
yeah,
just she thinks about it, she says it.
Yeah, it just came right out. And I've looked at your nails before. Yeah. Obviously, I never thought about it though until Julia pointed it out directly, and then I'm like, God, she's kind of right.
Yeah,
you know, I never realized this. You have small nail beds.
Well, I used to get my nails done more professionally, and you know, get little tips. You know, do something cute and fun. I polish them now, but
children and all. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, take out a little tip.
Julia.
Oh, has such small hands.
Such small nail beds.
Such small, small nail beds.
Has such small hands.
And when you get to my pinky, they'd always have to kind of cut it down even more on the sides to fit. Because it, yeah, but
oh,
there
God.
You go.
It's just the things.
Yeah.
It's Julia. It's the things that she...
That's
comes out of
her
mouth. Yeah. I mean, seriously. I know the extension of that conversation was they're talking for an inordinate amount of time about Kelly Ripa's neck. Remember?
Or
the plastic
strip
that she got pulled a little bit, you know, a little tight, a little tightened with her jawline and her neck.
And she said what to look for on someone who you think might have it. And I was like... Oh, okay. I'm going to look harder, I guess.
There's something about right at the beginning of the ear, right, Lex?
Yes. She said,
yeah, that you can tell.
It's thicker or wider there.
Yeah, something. Julia said, if you look at somebody that's been pulled just a little bit, because she was saying that Ripa hasn't gone overboard, but has been just slightly a little bit of pull. Just
so
a
when
little
she
tightened.
Turned, I guess, that was a tell.
Telltale.
Yeah, and then also we were talking about Madonna and how she's worn gloves for 20 years.
Yes.
Because it's your hands and neck.
Well,
that I guess show your age.
Dolly does that. Now people have different theories of why Dolly Parton wears gloves.
Mm.
Well, that's why, and then Barbara Streisand wears turtlenecks.
Yeah.
You know, she's on Miami Beach and she's wearing a turtleneck.
Yeah.
She goes to the bath and she never takes that turtleneck off.
I've never heard other theories of why Dolly wears gloves other than just an age thing. Is there more?
I've heard that she to cover a tattoo or tattoos that she's had on her hands.
Oh.
I've heard that.
Okay.
Yeah, my talkers told me one time. I forgot. We talked about this once before, and I can't remember all the theories. But I think it's an aging thing because, you plastic surgery, Dr. Beth has figured out a lot of stuff, but they have not figured out how to de-age your hand. You know, I don't know if they'll ever figure that out. But that's the whole crux of the story was... Rip his neck.
Our conversations about getting older. I'm like, oh man.
Oh God. It was.
I was like, it's kind of in line with our laughing and leaking.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Because for me, I don't know if you heard this. It started, and she won't mind me saying this. It started even right before that. She goes, oh, I just had all the barnacles scraped off me.
Oh, I missed that.
Julie was talking about something on her face that she had scraped off. She says, I've had all the barnacles scraped off. It's like, oh God, we have been here so long. We are now, we're in that era of all of our lives.
Overshare. Or is it even an overshare anymore?
It's Julia.
Yeah, just talking about our bodies and all the weirdness.
But it was just, and that's all. I mean, and we were there for a very specific reason, and you would have thought that the conversation would have been centered on what we were there to do. No, it was Kelly Ripa's neck, the barnacles on Julia, and Lex's small nail beds was the predominant conversation at this My Talk thing we did yesterday, if you just tuned in, that we unfortunately cannot tell you.
You've got mail.
Platinum Panda writes in, come on, B. Arthur, give us the goods. I hate waiting for anything. Yeah, I know. We wanted to talk about this because we wanted to tell you that story, but I can't even tell you, Panda.
No.
I'm sorry. But it's fun. And also,
it's really fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's not, look, it's not dealing with any show. It's not drama. I don't want to dramatize. It doesn't have anything to do with any show or changes or no. It's nothing. It's a little promotional thing. It's a fun promotion thing we're doing, an event of sorts that you'll hear about. It's a fun collaboration. We're working with folks.
It's a collaboration.
Yes, it's a collaboration. Oh, I think we can say it. It is a fun collaboration.
Sure is.
Right? That's it, right, Lex? That's a good way to put it.
I love that way to put it. Yes, it's true.
With a fun company, and we're doing a fun thing that you can have fun with.
Bouncy, bouncy.
Fine, I'll tell you. We're making toys. We're making sex toys. Fine, I'm sick of it. My talk sex toys.
Oh my gosh. Somehow makes sense, doesn't it?
It does, actually. But I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah, no,
we're the lawyers listening. We'll be right back.
This is for David and the team at First Equity. If you have a mortgage question, you know the team to call. First Equity! They are your local lender. And Jillian did just that, a My Talker. Thank you for emailing. She worked with Peter. She says, Peter was very responsive and knowledgeable. He walked me through every step and answered the plethora of questions that I had. I would definitely recommend him like you do and use him in the future. Thank you so much. And that is true. David and the team, they know that they'll see you around, that you'll be telling friends and family, that you might come back to refinance or maybe getting a cabin that you've always wanted. With First Equity, you get unmatched personalized service. They shop multiple lenders, so they give you more options, better rates, more opportunities for down payment assistance, and there's lots of different mortgages available. So give them a call, 763-251-8000, or head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword David.
It's Lori and
Delvoye. My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Everything Johnny Carson.
Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Thank you, Johnny. Mm-hmm. I'm Jace with Lex. Holly's off today. She'll be back tomorrow.
Why?
Well, none of your business, Julie. I'm sorry. Yeah. She'll be here tomorrow, though.
Why ask why?
Why?
Oh, coming up a little bit later, were the Oscar ratings up or down?
Mm.
We got that news. Plus, Ryan Seacrest gives out his final day, and I'm kind of surprised. So that and more.
Usually there's a long goodbye, like a year-long sayonara.
Girl, this biatch is out of there, so we'll talk about that a little bit later. But first, okay, Ted Lasso's back. Let's start there. Ted Lasso's back. I'm not seeing great reviews for this third season.
Yeah, you're right, Chase. There's not a lot of buzz about this third season.
No.
And this is supposed to be its last, right?
I think so, or next season. But I saw two headlines, and both were kind of like, the bloom is off the rose or whatever. I don't know. I got to go back and finish it. But any hoodly doodly, the pub on the show is making news, too. What's going on with it?
Okay, so if you're a big fan of Ted Lasso, May, played by Annette Badland, well, she's hosting a three-night stay at the iconic Crown and Anchor Pub. In real life, it's known as the Prince's Head. Yeah. And, of course, this, you know, Ted Lasso has really made it popular because this is where they hang out. And, well, it looks like if you are free October 23rd, 24th, and 25th, you can pay £11 a night, which is like $13. And I know you have a 24-hour adventure. There's lots of fun experiences, including sitting at Ted Lasso's favorite table. If you would like.
Okay.
So that's kind of a fun thing to, you know, get it going. I guess there's karaoke there and darts. You can do some pinball, geez.
I'm stuck on the price.
Me too.
That's hella cheap for something like this.
They're probably like, well, you have to pay or charge something for it, but you know they're going to turn that into some kind of publicity thing, don't you think?
Oh,
that's kind
absolutely.
Of what you sign up for if you sign up. To do, and maybe that's what you want as well.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be promoting it too. Probably just thinking of it in that way. Yeah. It's pub.
It's not a new thing, but this trend of putting stuff on Airbnb that's been featured in movies and shows. Like my trip to South Fork.
Oh,
Ranch.
Yeah.
You can spend the night there.
You've done that a couple times now.
I've done that a couple times. Yeah. And the Christmas Story house. I mean, they've done these
it's
places. The Brady Bunch house. Remember, HGTV redid it, and I think they auction off stays overnight there. And it's a good moneymaker for stuff like this for the people that own these properties.
You can charge a premium, and then I mean, of course, this is not the best example of it because that's a promotion. But you're right. If you own it, and then if you really lean into the theme, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you do Stranger Things, and you know, serve Eggo waffles in the morning and you put Christmas lights up and you have this weird upside down room.
Well, that's why I'm telling you.
It's pretty cool.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
If any film crew, production, you know, any film location scouts ever wanted to do anything with your house, if you're listening and a location scout comes to your house. Unless it's unless you have a list of reasons why you need to do it.
Jason, such a good point.
Oh, no, but seriously.
Find somewhere else to live and start renting that place out.
Seriously, and this story makes me think, and I'll go ahead and laugh. It's fine, everyone. I got into a YouTube vortex. I was right before we left for our event yesterday. I was watching, a Knott's Landing thing.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Surprise, yeah. But I got into a YouTube vortex because then the YouTube kept recommending things. And some Los Angeles reporter, now don't worry, this isn't about the show per se. It's actually about this the Airbnb.
Yeah.
Some reporter put together a half hour special leading up to the final episode back in 93. And they interviewed the homeowners that owned the houses, Lex, on the cul-de-sac that they shot at.
Uh-huh.
And all of the homeowners, it was so funny. They all loved having, there wasn't one holdout. Everybody, because 90% of you have no idea, they actually did shoot a period of time at a real cul-de-sac in a town called Granada Hills, right outside of Los Angeles, at a real cul-de-sac. And it's so funny that you just did that story because this guy was interviewed and he said, I lost my job. I didn't have a job for a while. And the fees, the money that these homeowners made from the production company kept this guy. He goes, it kept my family going.
Wow.
And then the other guy was interviewed.
They have to like rent it too.
Oh yeah.
So it's not only that, the lasting power of it that you can, because your life will be different. But yes. People are going to still, they're going to figure out where it is. They're going to want to drive by. They're going to take pictures. Maybe knock on the door and ask for a tour. So might as well lean in.
Oh, yeah. So the homeowners had to, you know, they every season they had to agree to, you know, give access to their house. And this the second homeowner, who I believe had Donna Mills's house, the house that Abby lived in, he said, he goes, oh. He goes, because of Knott's Landing. He goes, because of the fees Warner Brothers gave me. I never had to leave the golf course. It paid for all of his course fees. It paid for his membership. You know, my point being is this Airbnb, if you ever get a production crew that wants to use your house for something, take it. Because it can be beneficial financially for you.
It definitely can be. Yeah. The only worst position in that, or the worst position, would be being a neighbor.
Oh, and being bothered.
And maybe, thinking about, you know, if you like your neighbors, that might be my only deterrent. Because, you know, I love my neighbor.
You do, yeah.
And if I have to move.
Well, and then the other side of that is, you know, the poor people that live in Carrie Bradshaw's brownstone. Mm-hmm. Oh, they are constantly bothered. Like, I think it's a love-hate.
Right.
Because of the amount of tourists that come to your house.
Yeah, so, and then at what point do you start charging admission?
Seriously?
You charge? Maybe you have some different photo, like some drops that you have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something.
Or back, you know, so like a step and repeat.
Yeah, something.
On the red carpet or something.
Oh. But think about that ancillary income. I mean, again, that guy said it paid the whole run of the show. That guy paid for his golf course fees. It's just so funny that I happened to watch that yesterday. And then, and please, if anyone's listening, you want to use a condo in the North Loop, come on down. Colin and I will happily welcome you into the house.
Actually, your place would be perfect for
something.
Yeah.
We have good light.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so anybody live here, scouting a location, just give me a call.
Yeah.
Okay, what is this?
I've got woods.
Yeah, Lex has woods. If you want if you want like a Blair Witch type situation, call Lex.
I got you.
She has you. We sometimes do food talk in this hour. Lex has written on the sheet, and I'm very interesting. I think I know what this is. Your food's about to get spicier.
Oh, yeah.
How?
Big time. Okay, McCormick & Co., you know, the spice company.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this. They own Red Hot and Cholula. Well, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. There was a consumer analysis group of New York conference. Guess they all got together and talked to Gen Z and millennials, and they have kicked up the demand for heat. So look for extra spicy flavors that will be coming. They'll be doing a lot of experimenting. And I think this is it. Well, you know, I don't. You like heat, right, Case?
A little bit.
A little goes a long way, kind of thing.
Yeah, but I like the older I get, I actually like spicier foods. And
this
tracks with me. Colin's, you know, Colin is younger.
Mm-hmm.
Colin's generation. This is true. This tracks with my anecdotal experiences. This makes sense.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, so be ready to see that. Something that's making a comeback are, I guess, this lunch in 2021. It's goldfish with Red Hots. Red Hot goldfish?
Ew.
Well, I guess, Jace, it's the number one requested goldfish flavor. So you'll be seeing that again. It's definitely coming back. I think that sounds amazing.
Ew.
Especially you put a little on chili or in soup.
Ooh, maybe I'm confused. So they're goldfish crackers.
It's like a cheddar goldfish.
Okay.
Red Hot flavor.
Okay. Oh, no.
No, still no. Yeah, I can see your face still.
Yeah. Not for me.
All right. No. Well, there you go, everybody.
Have
be
fun
ready.
With that.
Now, I don't know about, you know, Minnesota heat. I don't know how popular it will be here, but.
Well, I do know chefs around here, they're not afraid. You know, the joke that even, you know, mayonnaise is too spicy for Minnesotans.
Right.
Chefs are getting away from that. There's a lot more heat in general dishes at more restaurants. I've seen that too. Mm-hmm. So I think this trend is, I think this is completely
just
accurate.
To try it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We want flavor. Well, that's what we what? Want. We want flavor.
Something.
We want to kick it up a notch.
Yeah. We want to taste it. We don't want British food. Sorry, Brits. Love you, but yeah. When we come back, are the ratings are in? Are they up or down for the Oscars? Plus, Ryan Seacrest drops his day that he's leaving live, and we're kind of like, wow, girl, let's quit. That and more when we come back. It's like Goldilocks, not too hot, not too cold. We're getting ready to get into it. So please take my word for this. I actually was just DMing on my talker about this. You need to call AAA quick to lock in the date you want. This poor my talker did procrastinate, and the date that he needed to move wasn't available. I don't want that to happen to you. So please, there are only so many crews you can imagine, and they get booked up. So if you're listening to this on 35W or 100 and this is on your to-do list, move it to the top. 612-588-MOVE and book your move with AAA Movers. AAA Movers has so many programs to help you. I've moved with them 4 times and I just wouldn't move with anybody else, period. 612-588-MOVE or go to AAAMovers.com.
If you're
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on my talk, live streaming on your favorite device. I'm Jace with Lex. Holly's off. She'll be back tomorrow. It's Oscar Tuesday.
That's so true. There's stories keep trickling in.
Yep. Some leftover stories. And the big one that we care about. And this is good. Mm-hmm. Oscar ratings are up.
Double digit up.
We don't get to say that ever.
No.
But they're up 12% over last year. And that's really good. That's really good, everyone. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a couple things that I think played into this. So let me tell you, first of all, the audience was 18.7. Mm-hmm. So let's just round that up to 19.
Okay.
It's a safe bet.
Well, and it will change, right? Because we don't have all the numbers nationwide, but that's a really good indicator that, yeah, of course, it can only go up at that point.
It could go down, but I doubt it. It actually could go down, but it's more than likely, it could go up even a little bit. So for the sake of the conversation, we'll just say 19 million people tuned in.
Yeah.
And that's up 12% from last year. And it was even up a smidge with 18 to 49, which is the desirable demo that network everybody wants.
Can we thank Will Smith for this?
Well, here's what I think. This is who we can thank.
Or actually, maybe Chris Rock is maybe the person.
Maybe, but I actually don't think Chris. I don't think Will Smith slap had a lot to do with it.
Okay.
Looking for more drama. Well, I actually think you can thank Tom Cruise.
Interesting. Okay.
I think, and we have said this for years. If you put up popular films, more people might watch your award shows.
Popular and accessible.
Accessible.
A lot of streamers, which were smart, got those movies up pretty quickly.
Yep.
So we all could see them.
Yes.
And the ones we had to pay for.
And even, because look, last year's winner, Coda. A, we didn't even remember Coda 1.
No.
B, taking nothing away from the movie, chirp, 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 chirp. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
The majority of you listening, I would gather, don't even know what that is and did not see it.
Yeah.
And that's not a knock on the quality of the movie. I'm just...
No.
It's just the truth. It's the hard truth. So this year you had Avatar.
Oh, yeah.
You had Top Gun Maverick. and you had Everything Everywhere All at Once, which that is that's not even an art house film, but that you can make, that's even a little art housey. You know, not everyone saw that, but people knew about it.
Yeah.
So you had those three movies, and this is the first time they also got, imagine this, they got a new producing team up in there. Instead of getting film people, they got two people who are television veterans.
Smart.
Who know how to produce television. And
remember,
I think,
this is also with all of the other categories back again.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So, because last year when they got rid of categories, it didn't help.
No.
It actually went down. And I know, look, I'm with a lot of you. I still wish this was condensed a little bit more. Look, I don't mind it. I watch it. Mm-hmm. But it didn't help. I have to admit that it didn't help.
A little draggy in the middle.
Yeah, it didn't help. But look, I think the movies that were nominated is the predominant factor here.
Yeah. No, 100% agree. There was a lot of popular films, and if you have seen them, you're just more invested.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see
Absolutely.
If they're going to win. Also, just the reason why I bring up even the slap at all is that there was a curiosity factor for me, for sure. Like, how are they going to do things differently from last year? Will there be drama? Will they address it? And I'm really glad that Jimmy Kimmel did make some jokes about it, because it was calling out the elephant in the room. You know, he's not here. So that, I think, was also another part, too, just of going, wow, will it be as crazy as last year?
Yes. Oh, let me put an addendum to my... I think it played a role in the uptick of the ratings.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I just think... So I agree with you. There was a curiosity factor. And also, this is where it's at for network television now, these live events.
Yes.
This is what they need to lean into.
Yes.
And I hope the Academy is encouraged by this and tries to find new ways to make the telecast even more accessible and more exciting and more. I'm telling you, I really do wish they would take. I was joking at my my anger and my bravado, but I really am serious. I think that it would do them so much good to start that darn thing at 6 p.m.
Yeah, I agree with you. But then we had someone email us about the West Coast time and if that will mess up, you know, the viewership there, because it would be so early over there.
Yeah, but primetime starts at 6.
At any other time.
Any other time. I don't think it certainly doesn't affect the Super Bowl.
No, I even think they could start earlier than that.
Yeah.
Like at 5.
I get what they're saying.
Yeah.
They do make a good point. But then for the West Coast, you know, you time delay it then. I don't know. I mean, that is the number. It
just
is
the tweets and stuff.
Yeah. It is a large. I mean, hello, it's number two market. But
yeah.
Yes, you can make that argument.
Mm-hmm.
But I just hope that the Academy and ABC and the producers, I hope they are encouraged by this and don't rest on their laurels.
Yeah.
I hope they continue to find ways to make this relevant again and make this big and fun for the movie going public and continue to include big movies that the public actually enjoys.
Yes. You know what also was different this year, Jace? The music categories. I feel like we know, you know, Lady Gaga, Rihanna, of course, knowing that they would perform. That was also part of, for me at least, wanting to see what they do.
Yeah. Yep.
So well, maybe thank them too.
Yeah, and Gaga, I was going to say, Gaga didn't, the public didn't even know she was going to perform.
No.
So, yeah, you had the Rihanna aspect. Oh, and I left out Wakanda Forever.
Yeah. Oh,
was a huge movie and a big draw.
Yes.
So I think Rihanna and Wakanda at least half of a rating point, you can credit them. Yeah. I mean, I would tune in to watch Rihanna perform. So that I think they just need to find ways to inject that broadcast with must-see moments. You know, and any given year, I don't know what that would mean, but that's why they get paid. That's why they get paid the big bucks.
Make it better somehow.
Make it better somehow. But congrats, there, producers. Congrats, ABC.
Yes, we're really proud.
That's good. When we come back, hour two will begin. I'll tell you when Ryan Seacrest is going to bid goodbye to live, plus a giant seaweed blob. Alexis has that. We'll be back after this.